A Very Public Scandal, written by Jennifer Batcher and read by Belinda McClory. Harry Bowman didn't know his life was about to change. As he made love that evening, he was reminded yet again of his good fortune. The woman he held in his arms never failed to arouse him, not even now, as he stared down the barrel of his 63rd birthday. But the young woman he had married did more than arouse his lusts. She had brought him back to life. That was the way Harry saw it anyway. He knew there were plenty among his colleagues who had laughed behind his back when they found out he'd asked Margaret to marry him. That was almost 2 years ago, and she'd just turned 32. Jealous, of course, because he'd managed to land himself a young beauty. But then he hadn't let himself go like the rest of them. He was too vain for that. Even in the city, he'd swum daily, played tennis at his club, and kept himself fit. He was proud, too, of his head of thick, if greying, hair. But more than 20 years at the bar hadn't left Harry Bowman with too many illusions. As one of the country's leading criminal lawyers, his fees matched his legendary reputation, and he was now a very rich man. He felt certain that in all probability it was his wealth, rather than his acclaim or his sharp and seasoned mind, that had encouraged the slim, curly-haired brunette now moaning into his ear to accept his proposal. But he'd been a pragmatist and a widower too long to worry overly about that. He loved showing off his pretty young wife, loved having someone to spoil and indulge, and if his happiness lasted just a short while, well, he would accept it on those terms. It had taken a heart attack 6 months ago to convince the high-flying lawyer that he had married a woman who genuinely loved him. With compassion and patience, Margaret had nursed him back to health, and then it was she who had insisted they get out of the city away from the rat race he'd endured for so long. "Let's be totally unoriginal, darling," she'd said one night when they were discussing the future. "Let's head for the sunshine and minimum stress. What do you say?" She was stroking his scrotum during their first sexual exchange since his attack, and Harry felt filled with a heat of passion and conviction. The transition had been unbelievably easy. Within weeks, they were ensconced in a double-story beachside mansion, decorated in the colours of the sea and sky, and Harry felt as if God had shown him the path to heaven.